The MGM Theater of the Air. Our star this week, Joan Bennett. Ladies and gentlemen, the host of the MGM Theater of the Air, distinguished writer of Broadway and Hollywood hits, Vice President of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Mr. Howard Dietz.
Thank you. You're in for a few laughs this week as our MGM Theater brings you the adaptation of one of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's most popular comedy successes entitled Love is a Headache. The story of a beautiful actress, two men in her life, and two orphan children who precipitate a major crisis, but one that has its comical side.
Carlotta, keep away from me.
You're elected, Peter.
No, you can't. You're engaged to Reggie.
But I'm going to marry you, Peter.
Carlotta, you hate me.
That, darling, is precisely why I'm going to marry you.
I'm going to marry you because I hate you. Unusual logic, that. But then, this is an unusual story about an unusual woman. Beautiful, willful, rebellious, Carlotta Lee, who is played on the MGM Theater of the Air by one of the brightest names ever to light up a theater marquee and an audience's eye, Joan Bennett. In just a moment, Act One of Love is a Headache, starring Joan Bennett on the MGM Theater of the Air. The word for Club 44 is intimate. Lights are soft, music is softer. Waiters come and go on noiseless feet. Wondrous food is wondrously served, then silently whisked away as though by a magic genie. It is celebrated, the Club 44, and celebrities frequent it. Even such bright celebrities as Carlotta Lee, Broadway's most tempestuous actress, and Peter Lawrence, Manhattan's most quoted columnist.
This was awfully nice of you, Peter, asking me to meet you here tonight.
Long time no see, Charlie. I figured it was time.
I was in a terrible mood. You pulled me out of it.
Good.
Now I'm peaceful and grateful.
And lovely.
Thanks. That's what I need.
Charlie, remember?
We're thinking of the same thing. The first time we were ever up here.
Just after your first New York success.
And now it's after my most recent failure.
Oh, forget about it, kid. One play folding can't hurt Carlotta Lee. You're too big for that. Charlie, I want to ask you a favor.
You've got me so soft and mellow and friendly. Ask, and it shall be granted.
Turn down that part in Sam Ellinger's show.
What?
It's not for you.
You're crazy. It's a great show. Give me one good reason why I shouldn't play in it.
You'll have another flop.
I suppose you know more about Sam Ellinger's business than he does.
I know more about you and your business. I told you Happy Hour was no good. It lasted 3 nights. I went down on my knees to beg you to keep out of Sophisticated Lady.
You didn't have to pan the show all over your column.
I never fool my readers, Charlie.
The name's Carlotta.
The name's Charlie. At least that's what it used to be on our block.
Back on our block, you used to be a grand guy.
And you used to be a grand girl.
Used to be, Peter?
When we were up here that time, that first time, I was just about to ask you to marry me.
I knew it, Peter.
Oh? Well, anyhow, before I could say it...
I said something.
You said you were going to be a star and nothing was going to stop you.
I meant it. I still mean to stay where I am.
The choice you made then still goes, right?
If you mean, is my career important to me? The answer is yes.
Charlie, listen to me.
I'm going to sign that contract with Ellinger, Peter.
You are not.
Don't take that tone with me, Peter Lawrence.
Don't you take that tone with me. I'm trying to keep you from making a fool of yourself.
I'll do as I think best.
You do and you'll regret it.
Oh, threatening me?
No, but I... Charlie, let's get out of here. I'll take you home.
You needn't bother.
Now, wait a minute. Charlie, for heaven's sake.
Miss Lee, good evening.
Carlotta Lee's there. Look.
Hello, Carlotta.
Well, of all things, Carlotta. Is it really you?
Reggie, this is a pleasure.
Oh, how are you, Carlotta? You look simply marvelous.
I couldn't feel better. Reggie, are you alone? Can you take me home?
Reggie O'Dell, the playboy there.
Oh, I'd be delighted to take you home, Carlotta.
Yes, Reggie, go ahead. Take the Empress home.
Oh, hello, Pete. Look here, if you two are... if I'm butting in,
No, go right ahead. There you are, Charlie. It's all arranged.
Thank you.
Thanks, Reggie.
Thank you, Pete. Okay, Carlotta, wait for me, my dear.
So, I'm your press agent. Also, I'm your friend. That gives me the right to call on you at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, all right, Jimmy, all right. Ugh, coffee's cold. Daisy!
I met Daisy on the way in. She was bound for marketing.
Oh.
Today's Tuesday, Carlotta.
So?
You did have an appointment at Ellinger's office.
Oh, my aunt. What time is it? Why didn't Daisy call me? Oh, I hate to start a day rushing to... Wait a minute. It's only 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
My appointment's at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, Jimmy, I hate early morning jokes.
I figured you'd better see this. This column head look familiar?
Peter Lawrence on Broadway.
I'd better read this to you.
Give me that paper. Free advice to Sam Ellinger. Your new show, Carolina, might be a good box office, Sam, if you cast it right. Or haven't you heard about Miss Lee's two flops in a row? He wouldn't dare.
The way I see it...
He wouldn't dare, of all the miserable, vile, loathsome...
Now, Carlotta, now wait. I'll get that.
Only he did dare. It's here in black and white.
Yes, hello?
Peter Lawrence on Broadway. The worm.
Just a minute. Carlotta.
The egotistical, sneaking, miserable...
Carlotta, it's Ellinger.
Ellinger?
Yeah.
Oh. Good morning, darling. About what? Oh, yes, I saw it, too. Oh, well, I don't imagine anyone reads that drivel. Well, really, Sam, what if the backer does agree with it? Are you going to let Peter Lawrence cast your shows for you? Next season, nothing. I'm settling this right now.
The angel says no to you in the show?
Get out of here, Jimmy.
Carlotta, the important thing right now is to get you some good publicity. If you keep your head...
I'm collecting heads. And the first one on my list is a swollen specimen belonging to Peter Lawrence. Scram, will you, so I can go after it?
Parkside, Clinton Harvey's. She was Consuela Lane. Are planning to get their mail in separate penthouses. Sarah Manning, who shed her fifth last month, is setting the date for... What's on your mind, Joe?
I kind of figured you'd want to see this item here, boss.
Yeah?
Yeah, right here.
Window cleaner killed. Francis X. O'Toole, 36, was killed today when he fell from the 12th floor of the Industrial Arts Building. Well, Joe, that's nothing for me.
Boss, that's Buckteeth O'Toole. We went to school with him.
Buckteeth O'Toole? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive, boss.
He had a kid, didn't he?
He had two of them. I was talking to him only last year after his wife died.
Two kids. Something ought to be done about that.
Well, that's what I figured, boss.
Find out where they live, will you, Chucklehead?
I know. It's the same house old Lady Fogarty used to live in.
Fine. I'm going to drop down there and... What, Carlotta?
Well, hello there, Miss Lee.
You did it, didn't you? Didn't you?
I'll accept your thanks if you mean the column.
You'll retract that, Pete Lawrence. You'll say in print that you were all wet.
Now, look, if you'll calm down, I'll tell you why I did it.
I don't want to know why. All I want from you...
Charlie, keep quiet and listen.
Take your hands off me.
Joe.
Now, Miss Lee, take it easy
there. Let me go.
Oh.
Joe, you can't do this to a woman.
Oh, sure I can, you see.
Oh.
Now. Now then, while Joe keeps you in that chair, you're going to listen to a few things. Charlie... You know how I feel about you.
I can guess.
What I write about you has nothing to do with that. Or maybe it has. That item this morning was to save you.
Thanks. You saved me from getting a part I'd give my right arm for.
Well, that's why I did it.
You always were such a logical man.
Joe, she's okay now.
Well, okay, boss. If you want to risk it.
Charlie, the small blast I gave you this morning hurt. I know that. But the beating the critics would have given you in Carolina would have ruined you for good. Don't you see that, Charlie?
I'm listening. You said listen, and I'm listening.
Look, I've read Carolina. First draft, fourth draft, 20th draft. It's no good for you. Trust my judgment.
He ain't been wrong in 9 years.
Can't you trust me, Charlie?
I'm listening. You said listen,
I promise you, someday I'll make this up to you.
Will you? Someday. And how's that going to help me get the lead in Carolina?
You mean you'd still play it after all I've told you?
Play it? I'd commit murder to play it.
Well, for... You haven't listened to a word I've said.
Of course I have.
Oh, what's the use of talking to an actress? Especially if she's a woman. Here I got my mind full of a couple of kids who really need help, and I waste time with you. Ow!
Hey, you kicked the boss. Ooh.
When that ankle stops swelling, try putting it in the column.
Mm. Oh, boy, what a surprise. That boss?
Don't show me out. I know the way.
Oh, what a girl. There ain't been one like her since I was... Mm. Boss, that little kick didn't hurt, did it?
No, I'm hopping on one leg for exercise. Come on, let's go.
Where are we going? To kick her?
No, chucklehead. We're going to find the O'Toole kids and make some sense out of this morning.
Hey, Harry. 2 minutes, turn on that radio, huh? The boss is on the air. Yeah, Jimmy, go on.
I says to Lenny, here's the beat on Carlotta Lee, I says. And Lenny says, sorry, I'm not touching hot potatoes this week.
Wouldn't touch it, huh?
You see, Joe, boy, what she needs is publicity. Lots of good publicity.
Well, now, that ain't easy to get, you know, with a girl like her.
I never criticize a client, but you're right. If she'd just be like other people.
Yeah.
Except that then she wouldn't be Carlotta Lee.
Well, that's true, too.
You're not being much help, Joe, boy.
Well, Jimmy, to tell the truth, you know, I got worries, too.
They can't be important.
Well, it's the boss, you see. He wants these kids adopted or something.
Who wants what kids adopted?
Well, it's a long story. Wait a minute. Harry!
You think he was doing us a favor to turn on that set?
You see, their mother died last year, and yesterday their father got killed in an accident.
Who's...
Before I give you any Broadway chatter,
there's the boss now.
I want to talk to you about a couple of children. Brother and sister.
This about the kids you're worried about?
When their father was killed yesterday,
yes.
He headed them straight to an orphan asylum. Because they had no mother. Now, if those kids go to an orphanage, they'll be separated. Perhaps for life.
You see? Well, that can't happen.
There's only one way to keep this brother and sister together. Someone has to come through with a home for them. I think there's someone in this big town who'll do just that.
Whoever does will get the biggest hunk of free publicity. Say.
Remember, New York, I don't need dough for these kids. I need a home for them. The right home. From A to Z. So don't reach into your pocket. Just reach into your heart.
Joe, come on.
Hey, he ain't through talking.
For us, he is.
What's the sudden rush? Where are we going?
Joe, old boy, I got an idea.
Hey, taxi! What kind of an idea?
The greatest. Solves your worries, solves my worries. Come on, I'll tell you in the cab going downtown. Have another drink, Joe, old boy. It's on Miss Lee.
Well, thanks, Jimmy, thanks.
Biggest idea of my life. And I couldn't have done it without you.
Well, the boss finds out. Boy, oh, boy. The kid's in a swell home an hour after the broadcast. That's better than he hoped.
A toast to the end of our worries.
Well, well, well. I hope I'm not intruding on your party. I only live here.
This isn't a party, baby. We're celebrating the greatest publicity break in the world. You'll be all over every front page in town.
What did I do to deserve that?
Joe. I'll get him, Jimmy.
Wait a minute. He's heading for my bedroom.
Yeah, because they're in there.
Who's in there?
Your kids.
My kids?
The ones you just adopted.
You're drunk or crazy or... Oh, no.
Go on now. I never seen you two shy before. This is your new mama, Miss Lee. This here's the boy, Mike.
Hiya.
And this here's a girl, Jake.
Hiya.
Jimmy.
Some idea, huh, Carlotta? Are you surprised?
I'm, speechless. Jimmy, I'd like to speak to you alone.
Keep quiet, will you?
What?
My sister was saying something.
You kids look, hungry, are you?
I was asking Mike if maybe you'd have something to eat here.
Well, Joe will find you whatever you want in the kitchen.
Oh, sure thing. I'm kind of hungry myself, you see. Understand now, second helpings are okay, but ask before you grab for a third.
Of all the insane, lame-brained, half-witted, feeble-minded, idiotic, crackpot...
Baby, the reporters are due here any second.
Reporters?
You didn't give this to the papers.
I told you, you'll be on every front page in town.
Jimmy, you're taking those kids back to whatever alley you found them in.
You can't send them back now, Carlotta.
What's going to stop me?
Well, the papers have got the story. If they find out you've thrown the kids out, there'll be a stink that'll ruin you forever.
Oh, I'm on a merry-go-round. I can't think straight.
Baby, take my word for it.
All I know is it's an impossible situation. All right, Jimmy.
You'll keep them?
They can stay here tonight, but tomorrow, stink or no stink, out they go.
This is some dump, you know that?
You ought to see the inside of the icebox, Mike. Turn the fire down under that portal.
What's that bell ringing?
I don't know. I tried the door and the telephone. It ain't them.
Mike! What's the matter?
You gotta wash.
Wash? What for? I washed last night.
Do like I say or I'll slug you. Use the sink. I forgot to ask the maid what time Miss Lee gets up. She was still sleeping last time I looked in there.
Give me a towel, will you?
Here. Oh, the ringing stopped.
Look, Jake, you and me don't belong here.
It's awful nice, though, ain't it?
I figure that right after breakfast...
Oh, good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Where's Daisy? I've been ringing for her.
That's what the bell was, Mike.
Yeah.
If Daisy's the maid, she took it on the lam. Said it was her day off.
Oh, this is a fine time for her to remember a day off.
I didn't need her anyhow. She just got in my way. I've got breakfast ready.
You got...
I only used 3 eggs. There was plenty of bacon. I'm sorry I had to use a clean tablecloth. I couldn't find a dirty one.
It all looks very nice.
Oh, Jake's a swell little cook.
Mike, give her some eggs.
Well, I don't take anything but coffee.
Gee, I'm sorry I wasted all that.
I mean, I eat my eggs after I've had my coffee. Why don't you sit down, both of you?
Yeah. Well, you know, Jake makes the best coffee in the world. That's what Pop says. Said.
He was a good judge, your Pop.
He was a window cleaner.
I know.
Jake and me always said when we got rich, we were going to buy the biggest building in the whole town and then give Pop the contract to wash windows.
Yeah.
Have you kids ever been to the top of the Empire State Building?
No.
I'll take you there sometime.
When?
Well, sometime. Are those the only clothes you've got?
What's wrong with them?
I'll get you some new ones today. I can't have you looking like that around here.
You mean we're going to get new clothes?
First, we'll do up these few dishes. Then the three of us are going a real shopping expedition.
Well, morning, boss. Morning.
Hiya, Chucklehead.
Say, you're feeling mighty good today.
I feel wonderful. You hear my speech last night?
Oh, sure.
By the time I got halfway through, I was so sorry for those kids, I almost adopted them myself.
Yeah, boss, that's what I gotta tell you. We done it.
We done it?
Yeah, we got those kids adopted already.
What?
Sure. Well, practically, and by a friend of yours, too. Look, it's all in the paper. Front page story.
Let me see.
Yeah, right here.
Carlotta.
Swell picture, huh? Carlotta Lee adopts O'Toole children. Ain't that something? Boss... You don't look happy.
Publicity. She'd do anything.
So it's publicity. You always liked her.
Nobody likes her better than I do, and right now I think she's a first-class heel.
What's the matter? Didn't you want him adopted?
If anybody asks for me, I'm visiting Miss Lee. We'll be discussing the ethics of publicity.
Sure, boss, sure. What kind of a suit you want to wear today?
I can describe it exactly. The kind of suit a man wears to commit murder.
In just a moment, we continue with Act Two of this MGM Theater of the Air presentation, Love is a Headache, starring Joan Bennett. Act Two, the MGM Theater of the Air production of Love is a Headache, starring Joan Bennett with Les Tremaine. When Broadway star Carlotta Lee and Broadway columnist Peter Lawrence stop feuding enough to draw a breath, there's more than a suspicion they are in love. But each is preoccupied with a career. There's no room in their lives for love. There is even less room for two orphan children. Yet, Carlotta has suddenly found herself credited with adopting both Mike and his sister, Jake. It began as a publicity stunt. Now, as Carlotta brings the children home from a shopping excursion for new clothes, her feelings about them are, to say the least, mixed.
Mike, not that door.
It's the second one down the hall, stupid.
They all look alike to me.
Jake, hold these packages while I find the key in my purse, will you?
Sure.
Ah, here we are.
Mike, a guy's supposed to open the door for a dame.
Sure, okay, give me the key. Boy, it'd be tough to pick this lock. Sure good to be home out of them stores.
Hey, ladies first.
Why?
Because. Why?
Well, it's, well, you might call it,
See, she don't know either. But it's okay with me. Go on in first.
Thanks, Mug. Well, look who's here.
Hello, kids.
Pete. Hiya, Pete.
You two get around.
We came here right away when Joe said you wanted us to.
So it was Joe who was hoodwinked, huh?
Pete, look at our new clothes.
They're all paid for, too. None of that dollar down stuff.
Look, shiny shoes. I never had shiny shoes before.
Yeah, they're swell. Now, suppose you run along, huh? I want to talk to Miss Lee.
You'll find Jimmy around somewhere. Try the kitchen.
I wish this hat was an undershirt.
Why?
Then I could sleep in it.
You said you wanted to talk to me?
Broadway certainly made a hard-hearted chick out of you. I believe you'd do anything for publicity.
Why don't you mind your own business, Mr. Lawrence?
These kids happen to be my business right now. And I'm not letting you get away with this.
What do you think you can do about it?
Oh, for the love of... Charlie, what will you do with a couple of kids?
What does one usually do with children?
Give them a break. Some love and affection. When you get a chance, look those words up and see what they mean.
And why couldn't I be trying to give them a break?
Because you're not built that way. I could stick a pin in your arm right now, and all I'd draw would be ice water.
You're sure of that?
I'm the guy who knows.
Well, you're crazy. When I got home last night and found that Jimmy had brought those kids here, I almost broke him in half.
But when you saw the story in the papers this morning, you quick put them together again, huh?
Sure, I like publicity. I can use all I can get to offset the kind you give me.
Charlie, the second those kids aren't hot news anymore, you'll toss them right out onto the street.
The time to squawk is when I do it.
I'm not waiting for that. I'm taking them away from you right now.
And double the publicity. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, you're right. That's no good. Maybe this is...
Pete, where are you going?
To tell those babies a few things about the new mama they're stuck with.
Look at Jake! Look out, he's almost got you!
If you'd stand still a minute...
Miss me, you miss me, miss me!
Jimmy!
Hello, baby. Oh, my wind was giving out. I'm glad you broke it up.
What are you three doing with those handkerchiefs tied over your eyes and boxing gloves on?
We were playing blind man's bluff, Carlotta, the American version.
You mean the 10th Avenue version.
You don't mind, do you?
I mind one thing very much.
What?
You and Jake were both lifting your bandages and peeking under them to hit Jimmy.
So that's why I got slugged so often.
Sure we were.
That's the way you do it.
Look, your pop was a great guy, wasn't he?
The best.
Did you ever hear of him hitting a man behind his back?
No. I see what you mean. Hey, you.
Me?
I hit you twice like that. Go ahead, hit me.
Ah, forget it, Mike.
I will.
Hey, that's enough. You'll all better repair your damages and straighten up this room. Get me?
Yeah.
Boy, ain't she tough.
That was a great act. How long can you keep it up?
Look, everything in the world isn't phony. This is on the level, Pete.
It doesn't cost you a cent to say that, does it?
I'll prove it to you. You're never going to see another word of publicity about those kids. Not one single word.
Well, you sound as if you really mean that.
I do.
And I'm the guy who's never been wrong in 9 years. Okay, Charlie. If you mean it, I'll shake on that.
Thanks.
Every once in a while, it occurs to me. You're swell. I'll be seeing you around.
Carlotta?
Yes, Jimmy?
Phone.
I'll take it here. Hello?
It's Ellinger, baby. Sam Ellinger.
Yes, Sam.
What made you change your mind? I see. All right, I'll take the part. But, Sam, the publicity with the children is all over. That's fine, Sam. I'll be right down.
The lead in Carolina?
That's right, Jimmy.
Hallelujah! Does publicity pay off or does it pay off?
Now, you heard what I told him. As far as the kids are concerned, no more publicity.
Sure, baby, sure.
Mike, Jake, get your new duds. We're going for a ride downtown. Jimmy?
Yeah?
While I'm getting the kids ready, call a cab, will you?
I'm doing that right now. Hello, Terry. Listen, grab your camera and be at the Ellinger Theater in 20 minutes. A scoop, pal. More front page stuff on Carlotta Lee and her adopted kids. Right, 20 minutes.
Boss, it's a real pretty picture.
Played me for a sucker again. But it's the last time. Joe, hop downstairs and get me a copy of every paper in town.
Okay, but you'll find the same picture in all of them.
Hello. Hello. I guess you're pretty happy this morning, huh, Charlie? You've proved I'm the biggest sucker in the whole world. Oh, sure. Yeah, I know it was a mistake. I know you had nothing to do with it. Listen, my double-crossing playmate. I'm on my way down to the Board of Juvenile Welfare, and when I get through talking, they won't even let you adopt a dog.
Carlotta, I'm sorry.
He's going to take them away from me, Jimmy.
If I'd known, you'd promised him. No picture's worth this.
Well, I'm not sitting here doing nothing. I'm going down to the Welfare Bureau, too.
You can't. You're due at the theater in 15 minutes for the first rehearsal.
Oh, they'll start without me. Oh. Yes. Reggie, hello. Well, I've been busy. I'm sorry, Reggie. Not tonight. Well, if you really want to see me, you can drop by right now and be a chauffeur. I'll tell you when I see you. Bye.
$40 million, and you let him be your chauffeur. Maybe that guy's crazy in love with you. If you're smart, you... Carlotta.
Be quiet, Jimmy. I'm thinking.
About what?
How to keep those kids. And feed Mr. Pete Lawrence a fine meal of roast crow.
That was better. Not good, but better. Try it again.
Okay. He comes in, we walk up to him like this.
No, not like that.
What's wrong? You said walk.
Walk, not strut like a bantam rooster.
Look, who is this mug anyhow?
Yeah, Jimmy, why we gotta make with the fancy pants man is for him?
Because he's a guy with $40 million.
On him?
He's important. He can help you.
We've been doing okay.
Also, he can help Miss Lee.
That's different. It's Miss Lee that wants us to learn good manners for Reggie Fancy Pants.
Reggie Odell. Odell. It's my idea, but only because she hasn't had time to think of it.
She's sure wasting a lot of time in there dolling up for him. Oh, boy.
Who's wasting time dolling up?
Gosh, Miss Lee.
You look beautiful.
The only woman who can look seductive in a cotton dress they call tailored.
Well, aren't you all sweet?
Baby, the way you look right now, I'd marry you myself. And I hate kids.
Hey, get this. How do you do? Mr. Odell, isn't it? Of the $40 million, Odell?
That stinks.
It sure does, wise guy. This could get serious.
Save it, Jimmy.
That must be him.
Look, kids, just be yourselves, understand?
Yeah, your sweet, charming selves.
Forget the phony manners. You'll meet Mr. Odell some other time. You'll have plenty of chance to learn.
Carlotta, for heaven's sake, are you going to let him stand out there all afternoon?
Skip out the other door and wait for me downstairs, will you, Jimmy?
Sure.
And send the kids to a movie somewhere.
I want to see Wild Woman's Revenge.
Murder by the Gross is better.
Reggie, come in.
Hello, Carlotta. Well.
Sit down, Reggie, dear.
Aren't we going out?
In a few minutes. Will you sit down?
Of course.
Give me a cigarette, please.
Yeah, delighted. Carlotta, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, don't try to fool Reggie. He knows you too well. Where's that sparkle, that bubbling fun, the gaiety, the laughter?
Please, don't.
You see, there is something wrong. Tell Reggie.
They're taking them away from me.
They are? I mean, who? That is, what were...
My baby.
Your what?
The world has no place for a woman alone with two children.
Oh, those kids. I read about them in the papers.
People talk and talk about this modern age, the double standard, women's rights.
Carlotta...
But that's all it is. Talk. Let a woman sin. Let her be brought face to face with stark reality.
Carlotta.
Yes, Reggie.
I don't quite follow you. Aren't you reciting the curtain speech from Sophisticated Lady?
Am I? Well, it fits. Reggie, will you do me a favor?
Anything, Carlotta.
Say you'll marry me.
Say? Why, Carlotta,
I mean, say it so certain people can hear you.
Well, I say it so the whole world can hear me. Why, do you know what this means to me, Carlotta?
Just a minute. You didn't let me finish.
How long have I loved you?
I don't know. Listen,
forever, I guess, and I thought you didn't care.
I don't. I mean, if you'd let me explain.
My own Carlotta.
Oh, please, don't.
Aren't we engaged?
Well, yes, but...
My own Carlotta. Our first kiss.
I'd better explain something, Reggie. You see, the kids, you'll meet them later, and don't let them scare you. In order to keep them, I've got to tell the Juvenile Welfare Bureau that... Oh, good heavens, it's 2:00.
Just.
We're due at the Bureau. Explanations can wait. What we've got to do right now is move. Come on.
Well, it's a coincidence. You're all arriving here together. Miss Lee, Mr. Lawrence, Mr. O'Dell, Mr. Satterwaite.
Slattery, pal. Jim Slattery.
Oh, yes. Well, as director of the Welfare Bureau, I know Mr. O'Dell. He's one of our most generous contributors.
Now, when you folks came in, Mr. Hillier was agreeing with me that Miss Lee is not the proper mother for the O'Toole children. He realizes it was purely a matter of publicity.
Oh, nonsense. I vouch for Miss Lee, Hillier.
Well, you do, Mr. O'Dell? Well, but you see...
A woman who wants to adopt children must either have a visible means of support or else be married to a reputable man.
I signed a contract yesterday with Sam Ellinger for $1,000 a week.
She sure did. Hallelujah.
I think that will provide for two children.
Well, yes. $52,000 a year. Ah, yes.
Mr. Hillier, there's a 7-day option clause in that contract.
Oh, there is? A 7-day?
What that means is she can be fired in a week. Without pay. And if she isn't, her show will fold in 2 weeks. You can take my word for it. I haven't been wrong in 9 years.
Well, in that case...
Hillier, I'm surprised at you.
Oh, you are, Mr. O'Dell?
Entertaining, even for 1 second, the theory that my fiancée is not financially sound.
Your fiancée?
Your fiancée.
Well, why didn't you say so? Well, that's entirely different. Mr. O'Dell, Miss Lee, my heartiest congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't believe it.
And why shouldn't you believe it?
$40 million.
How's that?
Nothing, Mr. O'Dell. I was just humming, hallelujah.
Okay. I hope you're all very happy. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to make this smell all the way from Harlem to Washington Square. If not farther.
May I use your phone, Mr. Hillier?
Yes, of course, Mr. Satterwaite.
Slattery.
I'd like a word with you, Mr. O'Dell, about our spring drive for fun.
Jimmy, you're not going to give it to the papers.
Then why not?
Well, Reggie agreed to it, but it was my idea, but...
One question, baby. Is it a secret?
No. That is, I suppose not.
Good. $40 million. Golly, why wasn't I born a dame? Hello, Daily Express?
What's the matter, boss? You nervous or something?
She has no right to keep those kids. She'd probably trade the two of them, body and soul, for a part in a play.
Holy smoke. She would?
If the price was good enough, she'd sell them to a vivisectionist.
That's terrible. Boss, what's a vivisectionist?
I got to figure out some way of getting them away from her.
Get them away from her?
Look, Chucklehead, I want to think. Scram, will you?
You worrying about getting them away from that dame, is that all?
I said scram, Joe.
Well, sure, boss, only listen. Don't you worry, you see? I got an idea.
Go bury it somewhere.
Okay. But remember, boss, everything's going to turn out all right, you see? Don't you worry about a thing.
Now, wait a minute, Detective. Wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
I'll give it to you again, Mr. Lawrence. Carlotta Lee's adopted children were just kidnapped. I want you to give me a description of them. Hey, what's so funny?
Not funny. Phony. It's a publicity gag, Detective.
A publicity? If I was sure of that, Miss Lee'd find herself in a pretty hot spot.
Well, you know me. Am I ever wrong?
I'll tell you something, Mr. Lawrence. I had half a hunch it was some gag like that. I guess I'd better drop around and see the lady, huh?
Well, I'd go along, only this story requires a scorching headline, and I want to get it on paper while it's still red hot. And my regards to Miss Lee, and I'll see her later.
Reggie, will you, for heaven's sake, throw this idiot out of here?
Now, Carlotta...
You'd better understand one thing, lady.
My kids are missing. Can't you understand that?
Kidnapping is a federal offense, see? If you did frame this for a publicity gag, you'd take the rap just like any real kidnapper.
I told you, this isn't a publicity gag.
Lee, Mr. O'Dell, what's this all about?
Oh, hello, Hillier.
Mr. Lawrence phoned something about a fake kidnapping.
Look, for the 20th time, I came home. I looked for the kids. They weren't around. That was hours ago.
Mr. O'Dell, I warn you, sir. I'm holding you personally responsible for those children.
Me?
She's your fiancé, and it was only because of that that I permitted...
Will you all stop yapping and do something? Jimmy, did you find out anything?
I sure did, baby. I located the doorman who was on duty downstairs this afternoon.
And?
The doorman.
What'd you learn from him?
Let me get my breath, will you? Carlotta, he saw the kids leave with a man.
Did he get a description?
Well, this guy said you sent him, Carlotta.
But I didn't send anyone.
He looked like a mug, the doorman said. Big, stupid looking. And get this now. Both the kids seemed to know him real well.
Oh.
That's significant.
Figure baby, big and stupid looking?
Joe.
Who else?
Joe who? You know this guy?
Know him? Listen, Pete Lawrence is the one who told you I faked this kidnapping, isn't he?
I'll get it, Carlotta.
He had a hunch.
And it was Pete Lawrence who phoned Mr. Hillier and told him the same thing.
It was indeed.
Well, it so happens Mr. Lawrence has outsmarted himself.
Carlotta, Sam Ellinger wants to know how he's expected to run a rehearsal without a leading lady.
Tell him to put on a wig and play the part himself. Do you know why he's outsmarted himself?
Now, just a moment. This Joe you mentioned. He works for Pete Lawrence, doesn't he?
Also, he dirty works for him. Pete Lawrence did this just to get me into trouble.
That's what you say.
That's what I know. Those kids are over at his apartment right this minute, and you're coming over there with me so I can prove it.
Joan Bennett will return in just a moment with Act Three of this MGM Theater of the Air production, Love is a Headache. Curtain's rising. It's the climactic Act Three on stage with lovely Joan Bennett starring in Love is a Headache, presented by the MGM Theater of the Air. The life of Carlotta Lee, Broadway star, has always appeared glamorous, even to Carlotta. But at the moment, it is more chaotic than glamorous. Her adopted children have disappeared. Peter Lawrence, columnist and childhood sweetheart of Carlotta, believes she faked the disappearance as a publicity gag. Carlotta believes Pete arranged it to get her into trouble. To prove this, Carlotta, her fiancé Reggie O'Dell, and a detective are en route to Pete's apartment. Pete himself is about to run head-on into a startling discovery.
Well, boss, we did it.
We sure did, chucklehead. We have just written a story that has made us so happy, we ought to go out and celebrate.
I told you it was going to work out all right, didn't I?
You did, Joe. Our playmate, Miss Lee, has got herself into a spot.
And I got a surprise for you, boss. Hey, come on out.
It's about time.
Mike!
What kind of a game is this, anyhow?
Jake! What are you... How did you... Oh!
Surprise, huh?
If I had time, I'd drop dead. How did you two get here?
Joe brought us, Pete.
What's the matter? He said you wanted him to.
Sure, remember? We was figuring a way. Well, I figured quicker than you did, boss.
Joe, you... Get out of here!
Pete!
Oh, gosh, kids, I didn't mean it the way it sounded, but I'm in a spot and you gotta help me out, see?
Sure, pal. What do we do?
Well, here's the thing. You're supposed to be kidnapped. If the police find you here, I'm cooked.
Golly.
You want us to take it on the lam?
Joe. Joe, stand still, will you?
I'm nervous, boss. Just pacing around.
Now, look. You take the kids out of here. Take them for a taxi ride. Take them to the movies. Hide them. Do anything, but keep them out of sight. You understand?
Oh, sure, boss.
Well, get away from that window and get going.
You want me to do it before or after the cops get up here?
Cops?
Sure. Reardon, the detective, just got out of a car down there with Miss Lee and that Odell guy.
Joe, you heard what I just told you.
Well, sure, boss.
Don't show your face anywhere and don't come back here without calling me first.
How about some kind of a code, Pete?
Yeah. Like in them underworld pictures?
Never mind a code. Scram, all of you.
Not that way. Out the back.
But not until you hear me let Reardon and the others in this room. I don't want you running into him in the hall.
We could pretend we didn't see him.
Beat it. Oh, hold your shirt. I'm coming. Well, look who's here.
We want to talk to you, Mr. Lawrence.
We do indeed.
Talk will be only the beginning.
Well, come in, won't you? Isn't much, but I call it home.
All right, Pete. Where are they?
Where are who?
Look, Mr. Lawrence, we're in no mood for no jokes. Where are the kids?
You mean you think they're here? Oh, come now.
You had Joe take them.
Look, why don't you search the place?
Oh, no. If you're willing to have the place searched, it's a cinch they're not here.
But they must be.
Now, wait a minute. Pete, you really didn't take them?
I've just written a story saying Carlotta took them. Would I lay myself open to that kind of libel?
Well, I doubt it.
But I was so sure that...
What it looks like to me is the real thing, Carlotta.
But why should anybody kidnap my children?
Oh, my dear, our engagement was reported in the newspapers with a great deal of emphasis laid upon my fortune.
Oh, Reggie. Pete, are those poor kids? We've got to find them.
Well, I'll go see the police commissioner. He'll give us plenty of act.
I'll go with you, Mr. Odell. I'll put a guard here, too, just in case.
Peter, please, help me. What am I going to do?
Now, don't take it too hard, Charlie. We don't know they were really kidnapped.
They must have been.
I'm not so sure of that. Maybe they just went out for a walk with somebody they knew. Cigarette?
Thanks.
It's going to work out all right, Charlie. Oh, now, don't.
Oh, Pete.
I never saw tears in your eyes before.
If anything's happened...
Nothing has.
Oh, you don't know.
I do know. I mean... Charlie, I'd better tell you this.
I'll take that light now. I'm all right. And you're very sweet.
And you're very beautiful. When you smile, I... Charlie, you know how crazy I am about you.
Are you?
I've never changed.
That means you love me, but strictly without a career.
You know how I feel about that.
And you know how I feel.
Charlie, you're not really going to marry Reggie, are you?
Don't you want me to?
Mm-hmm. Guess. Here, sit down, Charlie. Listen to old Dr. Lawrence for a minute.
Yes, doctor?
We're the same kind of people, darling. We grew up on the same block. We've lived the same kind of life. We used to hitch rides on the same ice wagon.
We did, didn't we?
Don't you think it's about time...
Move this cushion, will you? It's not comfortable at my back.
Yeah, sure. Don't you think it's about time you stood up and said, I, Charlie Lee, take you, Peter Lawrence, for... What's the matter?
Under the cushion. Look.
What is it?
A little boy's hat.
No.
Mike's hat. The one I bought him.
Look, Charlie, I'm just going to tell you.
He's been here. They've both been here.
As a matter of fact...
It was you all the time. I was right. You stole my kids, you horse thief.
Charlie, it was Joe.
Don't lie to me.
What are you doing?
Calling the commissioner of police.
Don't do that, Charlie.
When I think... proposing marriage and all the while you... What are you doing?
Fine thing. Making me pull my own phone loose from the wall.
That's not the only phone in town.
Charlie, wait. Be reasonable, will you? Charlie!
Joe, my aunt.
Hey, boss.
What?
Is it time to take the kids out yet?
I said it was.
So did I, Pete.
Joe, I told you to get out of here before the police came.
See, Joe, I told you.
Listen, no dame's going to tell me what to do.
Oh, this is fine. This is wonderful. I got to decide what to do.
Boss, I got an idea.
Throttle it. Fast. I'll call the commissioner. Tell him the whole story. I can't be wrong about that.
Sure, boss. You ain't been wrong in 9 years.
Don't say that! Kids, you stay here. Joe, come on. And try to get these instructions clear, will you?
Mike. There's only one thing to do.
What?
What do you see out that window?
A fire escape. Say.
Get it?
Sure, why didn't we think of that before?
We thought of it now. What are we waiting for?
Mr. Hillier, I've told you and
Miss
told
Lee,
you...
Miss Lee, this gentleman is a process server.
Hey, what's this paper?
A court paper commanding you to deliver the O'Toole children to my department by 6 o'clock today.
But I don't know where they are.
You are responsible for them. You obey that order or you'll be in contempt of court. And let me warn you not to make any attempt to take them out of the state.
Mr. Hillier, please.
Good day, Miss Lee.
All I needed, produce the children by 6 o'clock. Be a magician.
Hey, Carlotta.
Jimmy, don't bother me now.
I won't, baby. Only is it all right to give Mike a whole bottle of milk to guzzle?
Mike? You mean...
We come back and this monkey wants to starve us. Shut up, will you?
How did you get here? I don't understand.
Up the fire escape.
We've been doing that all day.
Listen, we know everything's jammed up, and we're sticking, see?
We ain't letting nobody take us away from you, Mom.
Mom? Did you say...
We made it up to call you that from now on.
If you don't mind.
Mind? Oh, come on, kids, get your hats. We're moving.
Where to? Where are you going?
Out of the state.
You can't do that.
Get a move on, will you, kids?
Baby, listen to me. You'll be in a terrible jam. They'll put you in jail.
They'll have to find me first. Come on, you two, step on it.
Where is she, Jimmy?
Pizza, help me, I don't know a thing.
Once more, where is she, Jimmy?
I tell you, I don't know a thing.
Well, I'd hope you'd tell me. I guess I'll have to knock it out of you.
Hey, wait, don't.
Well?
Winfield Inn, Winfield, Connecticut, Route 36.
Winfield Inn, that's where you are, mister.
Yeah, I thought so, but that sign on the window says Justice of the Peace.
That's me, Janet Winfield, Justice of the Peace, Sheriff, proprietor of the inn, postmistress. Do you want a room?
I was just looking at this register. I see you've registered Mrs. Lucille Brown and two children this afternoon.
Excuse me. Winfield Inn, Sheriff's Office, Justice of the... Yes, this is the sheriff speaking. Go ahead. Man named Peter Lawrence, kidnapping. Well, let me write this down. General order. Pick up and hold for New York police. How's that? No, I haven't seen anybody like that yet, but I'll keep my eyes peeled. You registered yet, mister?
Yes, Mr. Brown. My wife and children are here already.
Why, to be sure. They're in room 19.
Yeah, I'd like a room on the same floor, please.
The same floor?
I mean... I already have my room, haven't I? That is, my wife. Will you give me a key? I'll go right up.
Did you bring the towels, Miss Winfield?
How do you do, Mrs. Brown?
You? How did you... Peter Lawrence, get out of here.
Where are those kids?
Shh. They're in that room asleep.
Wake them up. I'm taking them back to New York.
Over my dead body.
But I'm in a jam with the police.
That's fine. I hope they hang you.
Charlie, you can't keep them. They won't let you.
For the second and last time, get out of here.
If you don't get them back to New York, we're all in a lot of trouble.
If I do take them back, you'll get out of your jam, but I'll never see them again.
Charlie, don't be a fool. I'm waking them up.
Keep away from that door.
Hey, put on that chair.
I'm warning you.
You act like this whole thing was my doing.
It is.
It's the law, Charlie. You can't adopt children unless you either have an assured income or you're married to a man with one.
Oh?
There. Yeah, that's better. Put the chair right down on the floor.
Married to a man with one.
I said put the chair down.
If getting married is the only way to keep those kids...
Carlotta, you keep away from me.
You're elected, Peter.
No, you can't. You're engaged to Reggie.
But I'm going to marry you, Peter.
Carlotta, you hate me.
That, darling, is precisely why I'm going to marry you.
Charlie, stay away from me. I don't want to marry you.
You asked me this afternoon.
Your career comes first, remember? It always has.
You're my career right now. Stand still, will you?
For the last time, I am not going to marry you.
That's what you think.
Miss Winfield.
The sheriff.
Trying to fool me, registering as man and wife.
He promised to marry me, Sheriff.
And he's going to.
This is preposterous. You can't make a man marry somebody he...
Hey, Mom, what's all this racket about?
Yeah, what's up? We were sound asleep.
Say, how old are they?
10 and 11.
Oh, you scoundrel.
Now, wait a minute.
He asked me to marry him this morning. Now he says he's changed his mind.
That won't help him. I'm going to marry the two of you myself, here and now.
Charlie, not this way. I don't want to be forced.
Go on, marry you, Pete.
Sure, it's time you did. I want to go to sleep.
You'll make an honest woman of this woman or you'll go to jail.
Now, look, Sheriff. If you'll give me 1 minute, I'll explain the whole story.
Don't believe a word he says.
I won't.
But
stop your jabbering. Stand alongside this poor young woman. Say, are you sure you want to? I'd think twice about it if I was you.
Oh, I want to.
I don't.
Nobody asked you.
But I...
What about witnesses?
The children.
Well, that ain't exactly regular.
You bet it's not.
Well, this is an emergency.
You're right. Kids, stand over here.
I absolutely refuse.
Shut your face, young man. Now, take his hand. Give her your hand. Good. Well, let's get going. We are gathered here together...
Never mind that part.
Oh, you're right. Do you, Mrs. Brown...
Carlotta Lee.
Do you, Carlotta Lee, take this man to be your husband?
I do.
And do you, Mr. Brown...
His friends call him Peter Lawrence. You see, darling, I want this to be legal.
You bet it's going to be legal. Do you, Peter Lawrence... that's funny. That name sounds familiar.
Well, I just said it.
Oh, that's it. Do you take this woman to be your wedded wife?
No.
Say yes.
No.
Yes!
No!
Now, look... I can't make this final till you say yes.
Pete, are you going to stand there and say no all night?
If necessary, yes.
He said yes, Sheriff.
I pronounce you man and wife.
Oh. My husband.
Go ahead. Now you kiss her.
That's right, Pete. You got her.
I wouldn't kiss her if... Well, I mean, I...
Yes, darling.
Oh, Charlie.
You see, it's not so bad, really.
Good night, kids. You go back to bed now.
Okay. Come on. What's the hurry?
Can't you see they want to be alone, stupid?
They do? Why?
If you were a woman, you'd know.
In just a moment, Joan Bennett will return to the microphone of the MGM Theater of the Air. Well, Joan, it's been rather fun lately having you do your work for MGM.
Yes, Howard, it has been fun. I even listened to the show when I'm in California, and I'm getting used to your introductions and interviews.
That's more than I can say. I still feel like a rank amateur tossed into a den of professionals.
Oh, don't worry about that, Howard. All the pros try to sound as if they were making up the lines as they go along.
But actually, I wasn't referring to this show when I said it's fun having you work for MGM. I was commenting on the recent father of the bride.
Well, as you know, I was the mother of the bride, and mothers have their problems, too. And now in the new picture, Father's Little Dividend, I become a...
Don't be afraid, Joan. The word is grandmother.
Oh, I'm not afraid. I'm proud to play a grandmother.
I must say, you're the youngest... granny on record. You can make some of these grandchildren sit up and take notice. But how's the picture?
Well, I haven't seen it all, but the feeling about it is very high. Spencer Tracy, as usual, gives a dream performance. And Elizabeth Taylor is as enchanting as she was in Father of the Bride.
And I'm certain that you, too, are as enchanting as you were in that picture. We'll watch for you in Father's Little Dividend.
Thank you, Howard.
And thank you, Joan Bennett.
You have been listening to Love is a Headache, starring Joan Bennett. Adapted for radio by William Kendall Clark. Original music composed and conducted by Joel Herron. The program was directed by Marks B. Loeb and produced by Raymond Katz. The supporting cast included Les Tremaine as Peter, John Gibson as Jimmy, and Frank Behrens as Joe. Ed Stokes speaking.